turn it up, we got something for the yawning. No limit, Larry mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for breath, we in the kitchen. Morning madhouse. What the f*** wrong with burpee, it's something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Shaw. Man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse, whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse, whoa.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, boy. Yo, we locked in with it. Today is Thursday inside the Madhouse. It's a little light drizzle out there, a little morning haze, light drizzle, all that. So be careful in and around neighborhoods, man, because there could be some kids out there this morning at the bus stop. So just be careful of that. Today's going to be rather warm today. 73 degrees. We have 52 right now. We're going to get all the way up to 73 with rain showers and clouds in the forecast all day. So we're going to have cloud cover, rain in the forecast all day, and then rain definitely coming in later on tonight. Hit a man out with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl in that dope.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Miss Jessica?
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm good, Jai.
Wonderful.
Also in the man out with me this morning, boy. Y'all say what up to the comedian, baby.
I say good morning.
Cuckoo.
Good morning.
Gab.
Good morning.
Bird.
Good morning.
Shout out America.
Good morning.
What's up, bro? What up,
dude? I'm good, man. Y'all feeling all right this morning? Everybody good?
Feeling good, bro, Skino.
That's what's up, man.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. Good, man. I'm good. Yeah.
Sure?
Just,
you sound a little what?
I sound a little what, Burpee?
You sound a little unsure about that.
Nah, I'm definitely good this morning, man.
You fully committed to your answers.
Sir. I wasn't fully committed to it?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely that. Trying to get my headphones adjusted over here this morning, you know. And watching all these cities and states lift their mask mandates. Are y'all still going to wear y'all masks when they lift the mask mandates?
Let me think about it. Yes.
You're a lie. I see you out plenty of times. You had no mask on.
No, you didn't.
Okay. Jessica, you still gonna wear your mask?
I surely will.
I believe you. That guy over there be lying. He'd be lying for radio.
Did you ever wear a mask?
Yeah, I have to.
Live?
No, I have to. But yeah, so a lot of cities and states lifting mask mandates, including Mecklenburg County. I think Mecklenburg County is actually going to affect
26.
That's for a couple weeks. So we got about two more weeks. No, actually next week. Next week is the 26th. So next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so, yeah, so they're saying, you know, COVID numbers all across the nation are down. And, Jessica, you announced yesterday that Coachella will not require you to have any, any COVID restrictions.
So yeah, Coachella and the Stagecoach Festival, both of them.
So you won't have to get any, you don't have to show any proof of vaccination, none of that?
None of that. They're just saying, you know, you do that at your own risk. Be warned.
Just be warned.
Be warned. It's folks in this crowd with COVID.
But that's all you.
You do what you do. But it is somebody in this crowd with the Rona.
And I saw you put up that meme yesterday of Anthony Hamilton doing the versus battle.
Oh, listen.
Seems like he was the only one in there with a mask on.
He actually came back and liked it. But he threw that mask on so quick. Because at the end of the Versus battle, everybody came out on stage.
Yeah.
So, and Music Soulchild had a rack of people with him. He had so many people.
Yeah.
And all of them came out on stage, and all of a sudden, the camera gets on Anthony. He got his mask on. He's the only one on stage, got his mask on.
All right. Today's inspiration.
And they going on tour.
Yeah.
Not playing with y'all.
Yeah. I mean,
you got to get his money.
Some people, you know, that's how they feel about it. Today's inspiration power word of the boy is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. A famous singer was about to take the stage to perform. The concert was packed. Then suddenly the manager announced, "Ladies and gentlemen, I regret that due to illness, our special guest will be unable to perform tonight. But we found another talented singer, so would you please give her a warm welcome?" The crowd groaned so loudly that nobody even heard the singer's name. You could feel the disappointment everywhere. The stand-in singer gave everything she had, but when it was all over, she got nothing but a brief scattered applause, followed by uncomfortable silence. Suddenly, in the balcony, a child stood up and shouted, "Mommy, I think you're wonderful. Realizing what happened, the crowd jumped to their feet and gave her a standing ovation. You know, there are people in your life who are bleeding emotionally and crumbling under the load that they carry silently. They never heard the words, I think you're wonderful, or I think you're great. Take time today to tell someone those words. You know, God is looking for more encouragers, and you can be one of them today. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
All right, y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse. It's time for that Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who?
Madhouse question of the day. We are asking you, do you go somewhere if you know that your ex is going to be there?
Oh, it happened to Ciara and Russell Wilson. Future came up in the party and they got up out of there. And for me, I don't care who. Long as that ain't got nothing to do with me no more, I'm good. I can go. Yep, I'm in now.
Yes, I don't care. I'm like you, Larry. I don't care. Am I going to go to a space specifically because I know my ex is there? No. Well, I ain't doing all that. But if I walk in, my ex is there, then yeah, that don't make no determination on how I move.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go wherever I want to go. I don't care who there.
Would you have gotten up and walked out?
Yeah, like Sierra Russell wasn't there?
No, I wouldn't have got up with that, especially if I'm having a good time. You're not going to depict whether or not I'm going to have a good time at a party or wherever it is we are. I'm going to sit there, I'm going to chill. I don't have to be mean.
Well, I don't have to be where you at. I mean, we in the same spot, but we don't have to be
right.
in the same spot.
I don't have
spot.
To be over there. Well, yeah. If you sitting on one side, I don't have to be over there. If it's an ex that you could be cool with,
yeah.
potentially.
I'm going to come sweet.
Yeah.
Cool or not.
So, no.
I sort of get why Ciara and Russell walked out, though.
Why?
In the media and things like that, you see, they walked out, and they're already making that a story. They walked out. So, if they would have been in there at the same time.
I want to know, did they even walk out because Future was
there? Yeah, exactly.
Because it looked like they was already outside
exactly.
when they were saying his name.
And you see how they made that into a story. So, with them being in there, you know, all these stories that come up, they like, listen, you know. So, if that is the case, I can see why they would get up and walk out.
Yeah.
I don't. But okay. All right, how do we get in on this?
Go to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Just Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to get his no cap.
All right, Uber customers can now see how many one-star or five-star ratings that they've gotten on the app. To do so, you got to go into your settings and switch them all around there. You're going to look for something that says, would you like to see a summary of how you use Uber? From there, you click on see summary, then scroll down to ratings, and then you can view your ratings. Drivers can also do the same and see how customers have ranked them. So I'm actually on Uber right now. Like, I deleted the app a while back. And yeah, the thing about it is, like, I want to know. Like, two people gave me a one-star.
You probably had people with you.
Two of my drivers gave me a one-star rating, and I want to know why.
You probably had people with you, and they probably was acting up in the Uber. That's probably what happened.
So one of these trips, I carried a five-star rating for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after one of my trips, I went in and I saw my rating drop. And so I know exactly who it was that was in the car with me that probably messed
that
one up.
So it probably dropped. That's probably what happens.
I know exactly who that one person is. But I want to know about this other one. Where did the second one come from?
My Uber rating is a 497.
Mine is a 4.86.
I'm a 497. And I ride Uber a lot. I Uber here in the city most of the time.
Yeah,
I made it a lot of times.
Now you can actually see the breakdown of it. Before, you could only see the rating. Now you can actually see how many. Like, I have 83 five-star ratings.
Okay, that was up.
Two four-star, one three-star, which I would like to know about that one, too.
I'm a 4.80.
4.80. Ha! I got the highest Uber rating in the room.
What was yours?
You
497, baby.
You do.
497.
I'm going to start riding with people.
The last time I rode.
Out of town, that's all I usually do because I don't like renting cars. So yeah. I
you see it. Go, you tell me.
You go into your settings.
Yeah, I'm in the settings then, now.
So you go into your settings, then click on privacy.
Privacy.
Mm-hmm. And then click on that. Privacy center.
Okay, privacy. Mm-hmm.
And
privacy.
Then swipe right.
Swipe right. Okay.
Where, and then it says, and then sort of scroll down and it says, would you like to see a summary of how you use Uber?
Swipe right? No, yeah. Swipe right.
Yeah. Go into, I'm going to do it with you all.
I'm in privacy.
So go to privacy settings.
Yeah, I'm in there.
Scroll over. Go, you see where it says your data and privacy at Uber?
No.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, on the bottom, yeah.
You see where it says Privacy Center, and then it says your data and privacy at Uber.
Uh-huh.
It says, would you like to see a summary of how you use Uber? Click on See Summary.
Uh-huh.
And then scroll down. And then go to Ratings. If you scroll down, you can click on View My Ratings. And then there it is. Your ratings will pop up.
Mine says, bro,
I got 85 stars.
But how many one stars do you have?
Two.
So do I, Burb.
Y'all got, I ain't got no one stars. I got,
Who left me a one star as a passenger?
I got, 124 five stars, 2 4 stars, and, one 3-star. And then no 1-star, no 2-star.
That 1-star, you all know who I was in, you all know this person.
Okay. This dope,
the person is also known as an animal that is in the ocean. That's that person's name.
All right, okay.
Got me a daggone 1-star. Mad at that person. Messing up my Uber rating just because you was trying to get to a party in L.A. Rushing. And then you didn't even go because you found out that the setting wasn't right for you.
I want to know who left me this 3-star, though. Can you see who said it?
No, so that's the thing is you can't see who said it.
No, I want to know who said it.
And you can't.
We need
like,
to have a conversation.
I would also like to know the reason why.
Yeah, I want
to
know too. All right.
But you can also driver ratings, you know, when you rate a driver, they can also now see how many stars you gave them as well.
Okay.
So this is something new on Uber if you all want to see that.
I kind of like this.
Because, you know, if you all have very, very low Uber, you as a customer, if you have a low Uber rating, Uber drivers will not pick you up.
Yeah. Who the hell gave me a 3-star? Don't you?
I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news.
That probably was out of town.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie.
Y'all know what time it is inside the madhouse. It's time for your crazy news story.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Crazy news being brought to you by Monarch on Saturdays. That's right. Join me and DJ Butterfingers this Saturday. The biggest party in the Queen City. Monarch Room on Saturdays inside the Graham Street Station. 2016 North Graham Street. Free entry to 11. You need that free birthday table. Go ahead and log on to power98fm.com. That's right. power98fm.com. Just what you got over there in your crazy news.
Well, this 70-year-old woman from Italy, she was an Italian woman, was found by police and medic sitting at her kitchen table. But here's the crazy part. They found her there 2 years after she died.
Hmm?
2 years after she died. So, the police department, they had stopped by her house, concerned after a tree fell in her garden.
Okay.
So they stopped there, and when they knocked on the door, they saw this woman, and she was sitting at her kitchen table, and so they went inside the house, and her body was basically mummified because it had been there for 2 years.
Just sitting at the table?
Sitting at the table. Unfortunately, this woman passed away at her table. Neighbors and things like that, people that knew her, thought that once COVID-19 hit, she left the country.
Mm.
And so they never thought anything of it. And as of right now, no family members have come forward to claim this woman's body. So it's unknown if she has any family members that are out there. So she basically went missing for 2 years, but she was sitting at her kitchen table.
At least
she died peacefully in her
own. I mean, I guess.
But yeah.
And
2.5 years, they say that,
and they need to find out whatever she was, medicines or whatever she was taking, if her body was just sitting there in this, in a mummified state.
The medical examiner determined that she had died at some point near the end of 2019 based on the extent of decomposition.
Oh, okay. So she
from
just,
her body.
So I wonder, was she sitting up? Was she?
She was sitting up. She was sitting up at the table.
Just like she was eating?
Yeah, just.
I need. Okay.
2 years. 2 years.
This was up. Also, I got a crazy news story, too, coming out of the Bronx. A four-year-old went missing.
Yeah.
And, like 2019, and they just found her.
Mm-hmm.
Under the stairs. I'm tired of people hiding people under the stairs. She went missing in July of 2019 when she was 4 years old. She was just found on Monday under a secret pair of stairs with one of her kidnappers.
Yeah.
In the Bronx. What kind of stairways do they got up there? Well, you got a secret set of stairs? So the girl is what, now 6 years old? This is
traumatizing.
This is traumatizing. It's wild. Like, you know, this is stuff that you really see in movies, and you're like, does this stuff really happen? Yes, this stuff really, really happens. In a hidden stairway. Yeah. In a hidden stairway. Like, how do you hide a whole damn stairway? They haven't said how she was found. They just said she was found alive with one of her kidnappers in a hidden stairway.
Have you ever seen the movie about the woman who was abducted and her kidnappers kept her underneath the bed?
No.
She was in a box underneath the bed.
No, what movie is that, Jessica?
Listen.
The box under the bed?
You're laughing. But the movie title was something like that.
Okay.
And it's one of those Lifetime movies. A lot of those Lifetime movies are true.
Yeah,
true
a lot stories. Of them are based on true stories.
And this one was a true story.
Mm.
A man was keeping her locked up in a box underneath a bed for a very, very long.
I don't want no more. I don't want no more of this story.
I don't want no more.
I'm good. All right, man. Crazy news stories. Like we said, like a lot of times we can't make this stuff up. This stuff is absolutely true. Wow. The lady dead at the table for 2 years and a 4-year-old kidnapped and found in a hidden stairway.
It was called The Girl in the Box. Girl in the Box. It was a movie about a woman named Colleen Stan.
I'm going to look it up.
It's a true story.
I'm going to look it up. The Girl in the Box. Mm-hmm. It's the plug, man. It's Power 98.
Keeping it lit in the morning. Every morning.
Every morning.
Yes, sir. Doing donuts in a six. Yes, sir.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Club for new hip hop and R&B. Sam 06, 6 minutes out to 7 o'clock. High today, gonna be right near 73. It's gonna be a warm one, but we're gonna be dealing with cloud cover, rain all day long. 52 degrees, it's time to let y'all shine.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. Real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning. I'd like to let Isaiah Williams shine. He's broke 1,000 points at Porter Ridge High School last night in basketball, senior class of 2022.
All right. Congratulations.
Shining, 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 yeah.
I love you. I want to let all my squad, the whole squad up there at Combine Academy shine. Shout out to MJ. Shout out to Touche.
Touche.
And them boys up there at Combine Academy up there doing their thing, man. Shout out to Combine.
Power 98, good morning. You want to let somebody shine?
I want to let my mother, Tanya Jameson, a hard-working mother, to shine this morning on her way to work.
Let me go do the little shout out for my mama.
Now
you
got
to do it better than that,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, little shout out for my mama. How I work my mama on the way to work. Hey, bro. Okay, that's what's up. Jessica, who you got?
Want to send a big shout out to Harding University High School as they won their game last night. They're headed to the championship this Friday. So congratulations to Harding University High School. They played Myers Park yesterday. It was a really, really, really good game. So. Shout out to them boys.
It's the conference tournament.
Yeah. Trevor, what up, Trevor? How's that, Jamal?
I love you.
my man Trevor Kelly over there, Hart.
And you already know who I'm giving a shout out to, lad. Shout out to Cedric Cabarrus, man. They finished the regular season undefeated. They're in the championship with their conference tournament right now. Jaden, Boogie, the Daniel Twins, Gavin, Emmy, all them
you
boys.
You ain't give my boy no shout out.
Shout out to Jake
Baker. Ain't that his last
name? Jake Baker.
Jake Baker's my dude over there at Central Cabrera. I'm coming back to see you, Jake.
Shout out to all them, man.
Give me a ticket. I'm coming back, Jake.
We going to the playoffs, baby. That's all that matters from here on. That's all that matters from here on out.
Jake about to get a ship.
Shout out to Jake. Oh, they getting enough points. Huh?
I love you. Jake, tell your daddy stop playing hating and put you in the game, Jake. Put you in the game, Jake. Jake be hooping.
Gotta develop.
Nah, he be hating on Jake. Jake be over there hooping at Central Cabarrus. Y'all be tripping. I wish my daddy was coaching that. What? I'm playing every game.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I'm checking myself in. Jake, from now on, check yourself in the game, Jake.
You're doing something right because they undefeated.
Put Jake in. What Boogie the one with the long hair?
With the dread.
Yeah, I like Boogie too. Boogie going to be, he going to be all right in college. I like Boogie. And the Twins, it's Twins, right?
Yeah.
They be hooping. Now, them Twins hit different. Them boys over there hit different.
Them boys, I don't, man. Yeah. This is my first time seeing them. Them play this season. Them boys be balling. Shout out to my boy Jaden, man.
Jaden been balling. We know Jaden.
He grew up. He got so tall so fast, though. Jaden was always short.
He's in a class with Dillingham and them. So him, Robert Dillingham, Jalen Curry, all of them in the same class.
Yeah.
But just shout out to Jaden, man. I remember seeing Jaden as a little boy, like a little boy.
Yeah.
So shout out to him, man. Good to see these kids grow up. All right, man. Coming up inside the madhouse, Miss Jessica's on the way with your nose and neighbor news. Your chance to win tickets to check out Big Lotto. We back at 7:20.
Let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Big station, big energy. Where the plugs plug.
It's Power 98. It's the neighbor news. Quickie.
Y'all know this.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
Coming up, I've got your nosy neighbor news. Your nosy neighbor news quickie is being brought to you by Jasmine Sullivan. She is heading out on her hotels tour and is coming to the Fillmore Charlotte on March 13th. You don't want to miss it. You can win tickets on our website at power98fm.com. Danny Lay's brother is suing the baby. I've got details about that. Nick Cannon, does he want that old thing back? I've got details about that as well. And Kid Cudi just launched something new. What is it?
Kid Cudi just launched, what would Kid Cudi launch? Probably like a little t-shirt line.
Dress line for men.
All right.
A dress line?
Cause like dressing that picture with that dress on?
Oh, yeah.
Find out what it is coming up next in your nosy neighbor news.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie, to that.
What the hell is going on here?
Hello, nosy neighbors. It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Thursday, February 17th. Danny Lay's brother is suing the baby. This is all coming after that whole little scuffle that they had at the bowling alley. Brandon is suing for assault, battery, emotional distress, and negligence. He says that he was left with severe injury and pain. He claims that he walked by the baby, and then that's when he just assaulted him. He also says that he did not fight back. The baby claims that he was acting in self-defense, and he has also been banned from the bowling alley. He is also being investigated for assault with a deadly weapon because Brandon was kicked in his head while he was on the ground. Nick Cannon has addressed the rumors that he wants that old thing back, meaning Mariah Carey. During his daytime television talk show, he says everybody was saying that this was my song to try to get Mariah back. He went on to say, I had probably I had probably the greatest situation. I had my dream girl and I messed it up. The song wasn't really about trying to get her back. It was about taking ownership of what I did as a man and owning my flaws and expressing it through this song. The song that he is talking about is called Alone, which actually samples Mariah Carey's song, Love Takes Time. Simone Biles and Jonathan Owens are officially engaged. The NFL player popped the big question earlier this week with a gorgeous engagement ring, and now we have the details about it. It was reportedly designed by Zoe Frost, who has worked with celebrities like Drake and Lamar Jackson. Word is the ring features 3-carat oval-cut diamonds with F-color and VVS2 clarity. There's also an oval around the ring for more sparkle. You all can check out the ring and 28 pictures of the beautiful couple on our website, power98fm.com. Kid Cudi just received a big bag for his new app. It's the Encore Studio app, and it allows artists to share music, interact with fans, and host live shows. This week, the app launched after receiving $9 million in seed funding. Kid Cudi says, my number one priority has always been inspiring others and providing them a space to tell their own stories in an authentic and meaningful way. We created Encore as a space for artists to share their art, build community, while also being able to pay their rent. Happy birthday to NBA great and legend Michael Jordan. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Now, Libby Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. You know how it goes down inside the madhouse. Yes, indeed. It is time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. You already know what that is. Hashtag Larry May.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad? Mad. Are we mad?
That's right, Monarch on Saturdays. Myself, DJ Butterfingers, we invade the Monarch Room this Saturday. It is going all the way down 2016 North Graham Street. Pull up on us! We're going to be in there broadcasting live, so y'all come through. And if you need a birthday table, go ahead and log on to power98fm.com. Today, Larry is mad at the New Jersey police. That's right, not the police, but the police. P-O-L-I-C-E. Yeah, police. I'm calling them. Listen, so what happened was two young men were in the mall, and one of the young men confronted a bully. I'm going to put it to you straight, no chase. It was a black boy and a white boy in the mall, right? In New Jersey. The black boy was confronting the white boy because the white boy had been bullying him. The white boy pushed the black boy, and the black boy commenced to whooping his ass. That's how it went down. He commenced to whooping his ass. All of a sudden, here come police. Police run right over there to the fight. They grab the black boy, slam him on the ground, push the white boy out the way, handcuff the black boy. And then one of the officers, the female officer, is seen while the black boy is already handcuffed, putting her knee in his back. Not needless to say, this police department and these two officers are under investigation for racial profiling because it was two young men involved. How do you remove one young man from the fight and you don't even confront, you don't ask no questions to the other young man? Y'all just let him go. So basically, you came in, saw the black boy whooping the white boy ass, and you let the white boy go. That's how it went. That's how it went. Ain't no sugarcoat, straight no chaser. That's how it went. The video is clear cut. And my thing is, to the female officer, after you pushed the white boy away, why did you go over there to the black boy and put your knee on his back? I mean, he was already subdued. He didn't even resist. He already was handcuffed on the ground. Why did you feel the need to do that? And did the black boy look like he posed more of a threat than the white kid in the middle of this mall? Y'all ask no questions, none whatsoever.
However, this black boy got to go to jail with an arrest record. I'm pretty sure by the time this conversation is over, he's probably going to be thrown out because all of America has seen this video. And like I said, this police department is now under fire to do something to these officers because, nah, we ain't standing for this no more. It ain't going down like that. No. No. Both parties should have been arrested for fighting in the mall. Now, if you did that, you might have been all right. But you can't just come arrest a black boy and think that's going to be okay. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. Hell no. Nah. Ain't no way, boss. I know you freaking lying.
Sometimes I had them thoughts. Good morning, Larry, Jessica. Y'all know it's my favorite day of the week. I love it here. Larry, hit my hotkey. Shut your dumb ass up. Let's get right into it. People were online talking about Oprah. Y'all know why they were talking about Oprah?
Yep.
Yeah, I do.
Y'all saw why they were talking about Oprah?
Yep, her funky feet.
They was talking about Oprah and her feet and how her feet look. First of all, I'm not standing for this, Larry. I'm not going to let these people talk about Oprah's feet and the way that they look. Hit my hotkey on the people talking about Oprah's feet.
No, because she deserved her feet talked about. Did you see her feet?
Shut your dumb ass up. I did see her feet. They said Oprah's feet looked like chicken leg quarters. That's not nice.
Oprah's feet looked like she was in the color purple again.
Her bunions stuck.
She too rich for that.
Hit my hotkey on them.
Shut your dumb ass up. No, I am not kidding.
Her foot did look like the neuro hammer they use to check the reflexes. You know what the doctors use when they hit your knee. Stop talking about Oprah. Oprah got more money in her bunion than some of y'all do in your bank account. A lot of y'all do in your bank account. Let her hit my hotkey on it. Shut your dumb ass up. I'm not going to let y'all do this to this national treasure named Oprah Winfrey. Next, the prosecutors are trying to reduce the sentencing for Kim Potter, the police officer who shot and killed Dante Wright. They put in an appeal to reduce her sentencing. Hit my hotkey on them, Leg.
Shut your dumb ass up.
You're not going to kill black people and then think you need to have your sentence reduced. She should have got life in jail. That's what she should have got. But she didn't get life. They're trying to reduce it, her 20-year sentence, to, I believe, 15 or maybe even 5. Someone said even 5. Stop playing with me. Hit my high key on
shut
these
your
prosecutors.
Dumb
they need to be disbarred. Ain't that what they call them, the lawyers, when they get thrown out the system?
Mm-hmm.
They need to be disbarred. New York City is trying to get rid of drill music because they're saying that it promotes violence and they're saying that it incites riots. Hit my hockey on New York
City. Shut your dumb ass
up. The rappers in New York, they met with Mayor Eric Adams, and he was the one that said, look, I need to get a hold of this city. I don't know what y'all doing over here, but I don't like the way it sounds. Sir, didn't nobody say nothing to you when Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five came out? Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. Sir, you came up in an era where rap was just starting and your parents didn't understand it and that generation didn't understand it. This era of music is a time that you aren't supposed to understand because it's not for you. It's for the younger generation. Hit my high key on New York City in the air.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Y'all leave these people alone. Get out of there, Larry.
Those from Burberry Stock. Think about it.
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
Y'all remember Miss Cleo? Y'all don't remember Miss Cleo?
Yeah.
The psychic?
Mm-hmm.
They gonna do a whole documentary on her. Yep, you know, she was the popular 90s TV psychic. Unfortunately, she passed away due to cancer back in 2016. So she's actually not going to be featured in this project. Mm. Instead, it's going to be people from her past. They're all going to be involved in it. No release date for the film as of yet. Are y'all interested in watching a documentary on Miss Cleo?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch this.
No, I'm not.
Yes, me is.
Name outside of Miss Cleo and Dionne Warwick when she was doing it. What other popular psychic do you know of?
I'm a man used to come up here. He used to do the numbers. Oh, I forgot his name. He used to come up here all the time.
Popular.
He was Lloyd. Popular. Lloyd.
Yeah, exactly.
Lloyd.
Shut up,
Bert.
You don't know nothing.
I cannot think of his last name, but his first name was definitely Lloyd.
Yeah, he was real big.
Mm-hmm.
He was real big. He was a numerologist.
He was big. for people that are in that world.
Yeah.
Miss Cleo.
She was big for everybody.
She just was big for everybody. Everybody knew Miss Cleo.
Yeah.
So yeah, I am interested in seeing this documentary.
See how she took all these people money. Definitely took all these people money.
When you know, I say stole these people money.
You know who's big now like that? Boots is big like that now.
Boots is Boots big.
Boots Arrow is big like
Boots
that.
Boots ain't now. Got no fake accent though. Like Miss Cleo did. Miss Cleo left that studio. She was talking to people the way we talking here.
I don't know Miss Cleo outside of the commercial.
Remember, she was exposed some years ago.
Yeah, she was exposed for that.
Don't know Miss Cleo outside of these commercials.
Call me now.
Makes it more.
Hey, Shada, come here, Shada.
She's talking about calming down the studio, but as soon as she walks out the door, she said, "Hit me up, bro."
Which is gonna make it even more interesting to watch because I'm sure they're gonna cover all of that in the documentary.
Got to.
I hope so. I would love to be able to see that. So as soon as I know about the release date, I'll let y'all know. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
I live in Larry the Wonder Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. You know what time it is inside the madhouse. It is a Thursday, and every Thursday we have a situation.
I got a situation.
Today's situation, man, we got a lot of folks in the building. We glad to have people back in the building, man. You know, COVID-19 definitely had our studio shut down, but we got some great people in the building this morning. Of course, this is a teen dating violence awareness month. A lot of people, as your teens go to school, they deal with things when they start to have relationships. And I'm talking about as early as elementary, middle school, high school. I got a middle schooler myself. And my partners used to tell me, boy, raising girls is different. And I would be the first to say, but this thing different. It hit different. So to talk to us about Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month and everything that's going on, we got some folks in the building. Want to introduce y'all to Miss Dina. How you doing?
Good morning.
U.S. Attorney. Some of my homeboys might have ran into her.
No, I'm not.
Come on, my partners might have seen Miss Dina.
Okay, Larry, stick to the topic. Stick to the subject.
Okay.
But you can't just introduce Miss Dina like that. You told us something very special about
Miss
Dina.
Dina King is the first African American female to hold this position.
First person of color to hold the
position, female or male,
of any color.
Look at Black History Month up in here this morning. Now, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Definitely truly my honor to be with you this morning.
From Mecklenburg County Schools, we got Mr. Alex. How you pronounce your last name?
Oh, it's actually Mecklenburg County Community Support Service. Alex Pion. Yeah. Good luck with that one.
Alex P.
Yeah, you can call me Alex P. Yeah. That's cool.
We're going to call him Pusha P. And Dr. Coltrane peeing in the building. What's up, man?
Actually, I'm filling in John Consulman.
John, I knew that was John. I knew that was John.
Our interest got off to a great start here.
So Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month definitely going down. And speaking of schools and things that go on in schools, what is the biggest thing that happens in schools during this month with dating violence and teen dating violence?
So biggest thing, I mean, right now we're doing awareness for Teen Dating Violence Awareness. But we teach teens about healthy relationships. So we've got teachers scheduling classes for teen dating violence, and we teach them different things. So example, is it okay to check the phone of someone you're dating?
Is it okay to check the phone of somebody? We need this for the adults, too.
Excuse me. Huh? Can we let the expert speak?
I am. I'm asking him a question. Is it okay?
You just interrupted him.
I'm an expert because I done had my phone checked a lot of times.
Burping. Huh? Not that type of expert.
But is it okay, though?
I mean, the point is to ask people and see what their opinion is. And they should discuss it and talk it out. So,
is it okay?
I'll take hell no for 500, Alex.
But you know what they're going to accuse you of? They're going to say, well, what are you hiding? What are you hiding? So then what do you do?
Yeah.
And you know what? Most of the teens will give up their phones. So they'll just be like, okay, fine. You can. I don't want to look sus. I'm going to give up my phone. And so we're trying to teach them, like, how do you have that conversation instead of just giving up your phone? Next thing, you know, what else are you giving up in that relationship? How much privacy do you give up? You know, we want to ask them, okay, so, well, maybe you should have a conversation, like, seems like your partner doesn't trust you.
So it is 8:35, and a lot of kids right now are already in school, but our parents are in the car right now. So if parents are suspecting that their child is involved in an abusive relationship or something that just doesn't seem right, what is your advice to parents on how to start that conversation with their teens?
So you definitely want to listen and get their perspective on the situation. You want to make sure you don't judge them. Cause, you know, if I think as parents, you definitely want to, your first instinct is going to be, well, we need to get them to break up as soon as possible. We need to tell them, oh, you need to break up. You need to get out of this situation. But what that's doing is going to basically judge them. And so instead of doing that, you're going to want to, try to listen to their story, try and support them as best you can, and then at the end you'll try to give them advice. But things that you might want to look out for, you know, they might stop doing things that they like to do. They might just focus only on that relationship. They might be on their phone all the time and just, you know, start giving up some of their friends, that sort of thing. Change their behavior, dropping grades. So things you want to be looking out for if they do get into a relationship is they just end up only focusing on that relationship and giving up everything that they like to do.
Our messaging is prevention as well as intervention. In young people's formative years, the relationships that they develop as youth end up being the relationships that they develop as adults. So teaching them how to have healthy relationships while they're young, healthy romantic relationships, is important to ensure that they also have healthy relationships as adults.
Let me ask on a personal level, not from the professional standpoint, if you have children as parents, do you think there should be an age limit on when teens should get into a relationship?
That's a good question, bro.
Dina, what do you think?
Anybody can answer. Go ahead.
So again, I don't necessarily think there should be an age limit. Obviously, parents, especially our fathers out there, don't want to see their young daughters dating.
Amen. Ever.
But the benefit again of developing and understanding how to develop healthy relationships while they're young is that then produces healthy relationships as adults. We don't want a whole bunch of adults learning for the first time how to engage with other people in healthy relationships. So the more that they can learn, and let's be honest, the more that they see it displayed by us adults. Children pick up what they see. They mimic the behaviors that they see. So when they see us disrespecting each other, they begin to think that those are acceptable behaviors in relationships for them to then do.
One of the biggest things that happens in school, especially middle school and high school, is, you know, when you date somebody, you like send them something, whether it is explicit or it's a text message, and then it gets out to other members of schools and it gets out to the whole school body. How do you handle that as a parent? Because I know several parents who've been through that. We've been through it in my household. So how do you handle that as a parent?
I mean, there's definitely the legal route. To get, because it is a crime to expose somebody. And that does happen a lot. Sometimes teens are worried, well, I sent the picture in the first place. Technically, that is sharing child pornography, but you can still charge, the other person for exposing, especially since that was the main damage. They're probably going to charge the person that exposed them. But I mean, working on the mental health of the kid who got exposed, that's the really difficult part. I mean, you want to get them counseling and support, that they need. Cause I mean, most of the time that happens, the kid immediately drops out of school.
Speaking of legal ramifications, what are some of the consequences that teens can face if they are the abusers in these violent relationships? You know, a lot of kids are like, mm-hmm. I'm young, so I can't be held accountable for it. Nothing's going to happen to me. But what are some of the actual consequences that can come their way?
So there are legal ramifications. For the Department of Justice, we don't handle a lot of the juvenile cases, but there are legal ramifications. But one of the reasons why I'm here this morning on behalf of the Department of Justice is because some of those aggressors or the people that perpetrate these types of crimes end up being adult aggressors. Mm-hmm. And that's when my agency can step in. We're trying to prevent criminal defendants. No Limit Larry, you raised an amazing point in the fact that teen dating violence takes many forms. Mm-hmm. We oftentimes think of only the physical aspect of it, but there's also the psychological, the mental, the emotional, and then bringing in social media and texting, that brings on a whole nother aspect. Mm-hmm. And so for people, victims, to understand that you are being victimized, I think is so important.
Right.
And as far as Mecklenburg Schools, you know, our youth risk behavior survey shows that 7% of our high school kids reported that they were hurt on purpose by a boyfriend or girlfriend. Mm. 7%. To put that in perspective, our high schools are around 3,000, 4,000 kids. That's mm-hmm. 70 kids per every 1,000. So if you're looking at a high school that has 4,000 kids in it, we're talking 280 of them.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Them are going through domestic or teen dating violence currently. You know, that's a big number, and it's a scary number.
And those are the ones that reported it. Correct. How many people don't report it because people are ashamed or they don't recognize that they are actually being victimized?
John, do we do this? Do we do dating violence awareness in all the schools in CMS, or how do we handle that in the schools?
So our schools really, you know, kind of develop those teen dating violence initiatives at the school level.
Okay.
We do have some great community partners that help support us, and we have a lot of things in our schools already, like our health standards, you know, through 3 of 12 always touch a lot on the health and teen dating violence and healthy relationships. You know, relationships, you brought up a good point. When do you allow your son or your daughter into a relationship? You know, and I look at that as, well, at kindergarten, we need to learn how to build healthy relationships. So it's okay to build relationships in kindergarten as long as they're appropriate relationships. And what that looks like for kindergarten is completely different for somebody that's in sixth grade, eighth grade, or high school.
Going back to that number, that 7% number, I think it's also important to note, because I noticed this with my little one at home. You know, teenagers and kids, they're emotional, right? So you have that 7% that is reporting it, but then you have to think about their friends also, who are trying to help them go through the process of dealing with this traumatizing experience, this trauma for kids, right? Mm-hmm. So then they're affected by it also, which makes that number even bigger. They're not directly affected by it, but indirectly, it is, this teen violence is affecting large numbers of kids in our schools. So parents that are out there, just because your child isn't directly impacted by it, they might be indirectly impacted by it, and you still need to have that conversation with them.
Now, as a parent of daughters, if my teenage daughter comes home, if I'm giving them, showing them the love and showing them the type of relationship that I want them to have, but they still come home with that hurt and I see them hurting, what do I do as the parent, even though I've done what I think in my mind is everything or the right way that to show them what a relationship should look like and they still get hurt? What do I then do when they come home? They've gone to their friends, they've gone to the counselor, or they've talked to whoever about their relationship. Now they're coming to me. What do I do?
And I'll just say real quick, you know, we have a really strong student service department in all of our schools, as well as in the district, that I would highly recommend reaching out and building relationship and communication with that department. You know, our counselors, our social workers in the schools. But I'll turn it over to Alex to give you more on that.
I mean, definitely research shows that the more a teen is involved with their school, the less likely they are to get involved in abusive relationships, because they're more connected to other kids. They have more opinions around them. They can talk to their friends. But you don't want to force your kid to play sports or force them into something that they don't want to do, but maybe there's a way to connect them with something that they like to do. But the other thing is just building your relationship with your kid and hopefully creating that trusting environment where they can come to you for support. Kind of take off the parenting hat and put on more of a listening hat, which is hard to do again as a parent, but you do want to listen and try to see where they're coming from, and then kind of help them, like, well, maybe some of these things are unhealthy in that relationship. Like, what I'm seeing is this. But it's actually, domestic violence prevention isn't just about education. It's not about teaching them. It's about overall their community that they grow up in their environment. Like, if you can create supports, as many supports as they can to prevent them from being isolated, any support. I mean, if they have a teacher or a coach that they respect or admire, just try and get them involved with somebody, to connect them with somebody, some friend groups that you think are a good influence, anybody that can help them.
Let's talk about it. Hashtag talk about it. Mm-hmm. That's this year's theme. And so I think if you have a young child, whether that be someone in your household, someone in your church, someone in your mentoring group, let's talk about it. Let's not hide the fact that they may be victimized. Mm-hmm. Let's not ignore the fact that they don't understand that they're being victimized. Let's talk about it.
All right, well, we've got to take a commercial break. We're back with Alex John and Miss Dina King. When we come back, it's The Plug. It's Powered Out of Gate.
Ain't no contenders. What? It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Show. Madhouse on Power 98, Charlotte's number one plug for hip-hop and R&B.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Today's situation, we're talking about teen dating violence, which is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. We got U.S. Attorney Ms. Dina King in the building. We got Mr. John Counselor in the building. And we got Alex P. in the building.
Alex P.
Yeah, I can't pronounce the last name. So Alex, we pushing P this morning. But talking about dating violence as it relates to children, as it relates to schools, and like I said earlier, the biggest things for kids is this social media. How do we attack this social media as it relates to dating and dating violence? How do we begin to attack this big animal? Like, as a parent, how do we attack it with our kids?
Is there a way?
Got to be, John. We got to be able to do something, okay?
Well, what's the problem with social media?
You know, I think just being aware of and having that communication with your kids around the conversation. I don't know. You know, I have a 10th grader myself. I have a young daughter that's going to be a 6th grader next year. Mm-hmm. And just having that relationship that we can talk about, so that whatever they feel comfortable sharing, I'm aware of. You know, I do everything that I need to do as far as being on their social media, but we can only go so far, and it really is up to the kid and their relationships with their parents. But their peers are going to be, you know, the number one, I think, support system for them, and they're going to be the first ones that know, you know, what's going on, what's happening, and being able to share that information. And hopefully, you know, we talk about stand up and speak out for many, many years. Yeah. To be able to stand up and speak out around if they see something that they know is not right. And I think, to Jessica's point a little while back, you know, we have kids that are reporting or not reporting that they are in an abusive relationship, which impacts all their peers. Their peers know, and we need them. We need them to support one another.
Hey, I was at a middle school, and so I asked the class, you know, how many of you have gotten messages from strangers trying to get nudes or trying to get you to share stuff? Pretty much all of them, except a couple, had gotten messages on Instagram from people that they didn't know, who were trying to get them to share nude photos with them. So I think that's the big thing to be aware of, is how many people are out there fishing for young girls and even young boys to share stuff with them.
So my daughter actually dealt with some things at school. And then, you know, what I did was I wanted to sit down with the parent. And I actually got to sit down with the parent. But a lot of parents are not open to doing that. Luckily for me, the parents that were involved, were they wanted to sit down. But talking to other parents and, you know, their kids going through similar situations, the parents don't want to sit down. What do we do when we when you can't do that, when I can't sit down with your parent and we have an adult conversation to deal with these kids. How do we deal with that within the school? One. And two, what happens when the school is not listening? Because a lot of times it seems to a lot of parents that the schools are sweeping things under the rug. So how do we deal with that as well?
Yeah, so I think, you know, when kids aren't listening, I don't have an answer for that, Larry. You know, it's one of those things where the more, we know that kids go through phases where they're not going to listen to us as parents. Mm-hmm. And we got to be there for them. We got to hope that, you know, our relationship with them growing up has given them the skill set to be able to make the right choices when we're not there. As far as schools go, I can guarantee you if something happens on social media that impacts their social emotional well-being or their physical well-being, we're going to find out about it eventually, and it's probably going to be pretty late in the process.
Mm-hmm.
But we still want to hear. I mean, there are certain ways that we can report this through, you know, our new Say Something app that we pushed out. We still got the anonymous bullying app you can use. We got trusted adults in the building. If you feel that the school is not listening, you know, advocate, be an advocate for whoever that young person is, and take it up to the learning community, take it up to the school board, take it up to the district level, whatever it takes to get somebody to listen. You know, that's, you're going to have to advocate hard to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that also, you know, parents have to understand that And I will admit I was one of these parents until I actually did a program with you all in CMS and talked about bullying. Things that we went through when we were kids are not the same that our kids are going on. So we cannot approach it the same way.
Right.
You know, we hear about bullying and we're like, oh, you know, just turn your cheek. But bullying has taken on such a different look and it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, really hard for kids to deal with it. So we cannot approach bullying for our kids now the same way that our parents approached bullying with us when we were kids. Things about social media, you know, there's such things as Finsta accounts, these fake accounts. And,
right.
you know, so you'll see your child has an account. That's the one that you see. You don't even know about this fake mm-hmm. Instagram account.
Right. Most kids have four accounts.
And they have multiple accounts. And you don't even know that. So learning about the culture of what our kids are doing will really help with those conversations that John is speaking about to help combat some of these issues that our kids are facing.
Yeah. And the biggest thing for me is, one, the school has to listen. The school has to be involved. And luckily for me in the situation that we was in, we got the school involved and the parents wanted to sit down and we wanted to sit down with the parents. But I just dealt with another situation dealing with another parent where the school wasn't listening. And then they wanted to sit down with the parent and the parent didn't want to sit down. So mm-hmm. now you got two kids is beefing and now the parents got to beef because you don't want to listen about your child. Now I got to come to school and beat your child up. Now you're going to listen after that.
And that's where you got to go see Dina.
See what I'm saying? I'm trying to burn to get there.
Don't be kids.
Uh-huh.
No.
I'm saying, but that's what's going to happen, Burp.
Lord, he put it on the airwaves.
Now, I'm just telling the truth. I'm just, but it wasn't my child, but I know parents who think like that and who are actually in this situation. Dina, what I supposed to do, Dina?
So it can be frustrating. I would not suggest you go to the school and beat anyone up at all. That's never the solution.
Me. I just know people who do that.
Who would do that? But I think the other important point for us to make is that teen dating violence crosses across socioeconomic, all genders. It's homosexual relationships. It's heterosexual relationships. It has no respect for age. And so let's be real clear. It happens to a lot of teens. And so the more that we can talk about it, the more that we can prevent it, the more that we can help educate people so that they can understand that they are being victimized, I think the better we can help curb this problem.
No doubt.
I ain't willing to accept this child in a homosexual relationship.
Y'all remember that?
And then you don't want to deal with that.
Y'all remember that scene? Y'all remember that scene from Bad Boys 2? When he came and picked his daughter up from the house?
Yeah.
That's how I'm treating all my daughter's boyfriend.
You had a pistol out there? Who's you?
That's how I'm treating all my daughter's boyfriends if they get to that point.
That is violence.
Hey, you know what, Burby? Them boys got choppers in the car suit. They ain't worried about your little pea shooter. You dealing with a whole generation of boys. They don't care nothing about that. Okay. You think so if you want to. Now, what you were saying, Jessica, about heterosexual or homosexual relationships?
Now, this gonna touch some people, but some of y'all out there aren't willing to accept the fact that your children are in homosexual relationships. Mm-hmm. And so therefore you don't want to deal with the violence that might come along with that because you're thinking, oh, those are just two friends that are having an argument right now. Mm-hmm. And no, it's not. They're mm-hmm. in a relationship and that is teen dating violence. And you got to accept that.
And to put that also into perspective in CMS with our youth risk behavior survey, we are getting reports from the students that about 10 to 12% are on that rainbow continuum. So we have a large number in our schools that, you know, we support. And this isn't something that we can just say, yeah, it's not happening.
Which right. is a whole nother issue because they feel like they aren't accepted right. in their own home. So they have no one to talk to about that. Right. So therefore, if I cannot talk about this relationship that I am in, how can I talk about the violence that I'm experiencing right. in that relationship? You gotta open up your minds out here with these kids because they experiencing some different stuff.
22.
All right. So how do we download the app and get on the app?
It's on the main CMS webpage. You get on there and it'll show you how to download the app. And like I said, there's also a way to report it on there. There's a link on our main CMS webpage, as well as every CMS school has that link on it also.
And what's the name of the app again?
Well, there's two. We got Say Something, which, you know, we should be using on the app downloading. The kids have been trained on that. They should have it downloaded on their phones. They can use that directly. And then on the website, it says Report Bullying Anonymously. You can use that site also to report it.
And Alex, we've had the pleasure of doing some work with Alex. Mm-hmm. Alex is directly in the school with the kids. So talk to us and tell us how people can get information about that program.
Yeah, so it's called Love Speaks Out. It teaches teens about healthy relationships. Anyone can go to our website, Mecklenburg County Love Speaks Out, and you can actually just make a request if you have a group of teens or if you are a parent who needs some support, how to talk to your kids. We can give resources on that or give you some good questions to ask your teens that will help teach them about healthy relationships. So any teen that anyone with teens out there that wants their kids to know more about healthy relationships, it's the Love Speaks Out program. And again, you can just find us, Mecklenburg County, Love Speaks Out. There's also the national website, loveisrespect.com, or excuse me, loveisrespect.org. And that is the National Teen Dating Violence Hotline. There's also a local hotline that teens can call if they just need someone to talk to. And, you know, maybe they don't want to talk to somebody in person or they want to remain anonymous. There's the Greater Charlotte Hope Line that teens can call. So those are just some resources out there. But, really just reach out. And there are resources out there that can help parents teach their teens about healthy relationships. I know I said that, you know, it's really about the environment they grow up in and how much support that you can get teens, but you can actually find warning signs online as well that you can teach them what rights should your, especially, you know, like you said, some of y'all have with daughters, what can you teach, what can you teach them about their rights in a relationship and what they deserve.
And Ms. Tina King, first off, congratulations on your position. We want to have you back on a Working Woman Wednesday. This is your invite to come back to sit with us on a Working Woman Wednesday so we can highlight you more in what you do in your position because it's pretty
thank
big.
You.
It's pretty big. So thank you for being with us. Yeah. Thank y'all for coming in today.
What'd appreciate you say, having us, yes.
He going to ask you for some help.
Oh, yeah, always. You know, you got to have people in high places to get high things done, Burpee. Stop hating on me, Burpee. Thank y'all for being here this morning. Burpee, go ahead.
It's more hip-hop. It's more hip-hop in the morning.
Morning long.
This is a fact, this is a no cap app. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98. Wake up.
You is asleep, I'm waking you up.
Every weekday mornings at 5:50 a.m. to 10 a.m. with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is 9:30 in the city and it's time to find out what's trending.
Trending topic. Every day we trending, yeah. Press to play, we trending, yeah. 98, No Limit, yeah. Everything be trending, yeah. Every day we trending, yeah. Press to play, we trending, yeah. 98, no limit, yeah. Everything be trending. You know we run the streets, that's a hashtag, yeah. New hip hop and R&B, that's a hashtag, yeah. Power 98, the plug, no, we stamp that. If it's trending, then you know we on it, that's that.
trending topics is being brought to you by the War of the Wings. Round one of Power 98's War of the Wings Bracket Challenge has started. Go to power98fm.com to vote for your favorite wing spot, and they could win a $5,000 advertising campaign. Plus, when you vote, you'll be automatically qualified to win a pair of tickets to Nick Cannon's Wildin' Out show on May 29th at the PNC Music Pavilion.
Jessica, what you got trending over there?
Pete Davidson is trending as he has returned to Instagram. He has about a little over 600,000 followers, one of them being Kanye West.
Of course.
As soon as he went live with his account, Kanye posted a screenshot showing that he was following Davidson and then captioned it, followed. He later deleted the post.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah, so he's following Pete Davidson. He deleted the post, but didn't stop unfollowing him. He's still following him.
Absolutely. Bert, what you got trending over there?
Such a lame. Lori Harvey, she is trending right now because she was dressed to the T in Michael Kors. And she had an all-white blazer and tailored pants, and she was at, it's New York Fashion Week. So all the big celebrities are out. She was there, and they took pictures of her out there in her outfit. She had on nothing but just a blazer, some suit pants, and some open-toe shoes. Everybody is saying that she looked stunning in her Michael Kors. So shout out to Lori Harvey.
Shout out to Lori Harvey. All right. Also trending this morning, Venus and Serena Williams are trending. They said after they finished with tennis, that they could become bodybuilders. Could you see Venus and Serena being bodybuilders after tennis? I can see that too.
With their build, I can see that.
They both have amazing bodies.
Yeah.
So I definitely could see that. Venus also recently revealed at the age of 41, she is still a virgin.
She did reveal that.
She actually recently revealed that. That is also still trending too. All right, that's what's trending this morning inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Serena going to be throwing up them big weights. She throw up them weights like she hit that tennis ball. Somebody in trouble. In trouble, trouble.
Complete your morning routine. Turn up the hip hop. We roll up slow. Moments when you ask how my day go. Put up a phone out of the blueberry. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98. Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Damn!
Be sure to follow us on all social media at Power 98 FM.
Yeah, tell a friend to tell a friend.
You got it locked to the plug.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.